a literal canvas bag filled with fucking like throbbing email. And dear listeners, welcome.
Dear fuck.
The show that talks about you on purpose. It's been a while. It's Trapo's Mailbag. I'm Dustin.
I'm Kai.
He's Kai. And we got a fat sack of mail. It is throbbing. Aliens are gonna off to it. They're gonna off all over this bag, and their is like green shit. You know, like when a predator bleeds and it's green, and they're like, what's all this green shit dripping off trees? That's what this is. I'm gonna cut all that out. This is gross. Anyway, the show is Trapo, and we're gonna read a bunch of goddamn comments. So yeah, this was a long time coming, and our first batch of comments on this mailbag is from Trapo's spooky mailbag. I know you're thinking, the mailbag about a mailbag? The mailbag in question refers to all the Halloween posts we did in the month of October. And this is the feedback from the Halloween post. And it starts off with a comment from our good friend, new commenter, Norman Rod. I listened to this podcast and I thought it was okay. I didn't have any context for it because your Instagram post popped up when I was searching for something else about the new Hellraiser. So maybe this wouldn't be anybody's ideal first episode, but I did go back and find your Hellraiser review episode. I listened to most of it. The conversation rambled a lot, but I appreciate the enthusiasm, and you made good points. I think I liked the movie a little less, but I can appreciate it for what it is. The new priest is better than Doug Bradley, though. I don't care what anybody says. She just has more of a subtle presence to her that I like quite a bit. I hope we get more movies with these Cenobites because they deserve more of a spotlight. I don't really have anything to recommend since the last thing I watched was that Hellraiser movie, and I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. I also never experimented with autoerotic asphyxiation. I mean,
what were we talking about in this episode?
Are we talking about autoerotic asphyxiation? Never mind. Look, I guess Norman Rod just went off on their own tangent. I'm sorry, that really threw me for a loop. I also never experimented with autoerotic asphyxiation. I mean, I guess I had a mild curiosity, but that stuff's dangerous. I'm pretty sure that's how David Carradine died. That's not worth the risk. It kind of reminds me of Hellraiser in a way. David Carradine might have been looking for that new frontier of pleasure, but much like solving the lament configuration, the prize isn't what you wanted after all.
I guess, yeah.
Frank got dragged to hell by a bunch of chains and tortured by a cult of horny demons. Carradine just choked to death in a hotel closet with his dick in his hand. I think Carradine got off light. I mean, he's dead, so I don't know if he did get off life. Just imagine if he solved the puzzle box and the Cenobites were big fans of Kung Fu.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Thank you for the comment, Norman Rod. David Carradine did not get off light because he died. Frank wasn't real.
Our next comment is from, you'll never guess, returning champion Anonymous.
God.
Anonymous writes, talk about Conan the Barbarian. That movie is fucking legendary.
Okay.
It is. Maybe we will.
You know how I feel about the movie, but do you want to do an episode on it? I don't know if I do. I'm going to just throw this out there. How about we just put Conan the Barbarian in the canon and move the fuck on? I don't want to talk about it for... Okay. I don't want to do an episode on it.
We don't have to do shit.
Okay, so great. Congratulations, Conan. You're in the canon, but Anonymous, I hope you're not too disappointed with us not talking about Conan the Barbarian. But, you know, honestly, I don't give a shit.
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of your women.
Anyway, we're going to move on to our next comment, which is by a commenter. Hello! Hello says, I like horror movies. Great. Y'all like horror movies. They're my favorite stuff to watch. All sorts of horror movies. All subgenres. Maybe you gentlemen could discuss more horror movies. You're on Trapo. The show that talks about stuff on purpose. It's our line, bro. Maybe you could just do an episode discussing modern horror or 80s slasher movies, or the maybe you could break down a franchise like A Nightmare on Elm Street. There's a lot of possibilities here. Think about it, Trapo.
Well, thanks. Hello. And we will think about it.
Well, the maybe we could break down a franchise. Maybe. Our gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Hey, I like horror. Talk about horror. We'll totally break down the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise soon. Put it on, we'll pencil it in for like March. The whole fucking thing. We'll do the whole thing. I'm not gonna watch any of them again. We'll just fucking wing it. And then Hello can fucking his jeans when he hears us talk about how much we love Dream Warriors. We'll talk indeed about horror.
We will talk about the next comment from, I think, new commenter Blair.
That's new.
Blair sounds new. I'm not sure. Blair says, I'm really happy about the resurgence in horror hosts in recent years. Between Svengoolie still broadcasting each week on MeTV, Joe Bob Briggs, and The Last Drive-In on Shudder, Count Gore Duvall with his own app and others, not to mention all the new kids on the block trying to make a name on YouTube. It's a pretty cool sight to see. I just love the format and have always been fascinated by it. Maybe there's an episode in there, guys? I don't know. Maybe.
You mean like just talking about horror hosts, like in general? Or like the resurgence of horror hosts? There's potential there, sure. There's a reply.
To Blair. Why don't you read that?
There is a reply to Blair's comment by a returning champion, Jeter. Jeter says, that would be a cool topic. Kind of a Trapo history lesson. There's a lot of ground to cover, so maybe it could be a bonus episode multi-part. Hey, don't. This is like, you're planning shit out for us. I'd love to hear more about horror music. Horror music, not Halloween music, but music that leans into themes of horror and dread. I honestly would like to know more about this stuff because I know it's out there, but I'm not aware of a lot of it. Yes, I know I'm typing this on a phone and could just Google the topic and learn stuff, but you fuckers want suggestions for episode topics, so fucking educate me. What's horror music, Uncle Trapo? Ring the bell because I think class is in session. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like, what the fuck is... I mean, okay, first off, the horror host thing, I don't know, maybe. I mean, yeah, like I said, there's potential there. Either, like, a history thing or the resurgence of them in recent... Sure, there's potential there. In terms of horror music, I don't even really know what that means. There's plenty of music that you can listen to that has, like, horror themes. Sure, I mean, you think about, like, Black Sabbath and stuff back in the day. That was really horror-heavy. These days, I know there's horror punk, horror metal...
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of music that leans into horror.
Horrorcore.
Yeah, there's a lot of music that leans into horror as a theme and as subject matter. I personally don't listen to a lot of that stuff. So I'm not an authority on this. I don't know what to tell you. I don't like horror punk as a genre generally, aside from the vintage stuff like the original Misfits and stuff. I mean, that's really where my heart lies, I guess, with horror punk. I mean, the Cramps, the Damned, they did a lot of it. If you want recommendations, that's about all I can give you. I don't listen to them much. Stuff. I just don't do it. Horrorcore, yeah. I don't listen to it. Now, in terms of what evokes a sense of horror within me, it tends to be more doom, like as a genre. Doom, mm-hmm. Doom metal, and just doom. Something that gives you a sense of existential dread. That's what I look for. I don't look for stuff that... This song is referring to like a Nightmare on Elm Street or something. No, I don't do that. I don't know how to help you there. I really don't. I'm sorry. I wish I could be more helpful there, but that's... I don't have anything, really.
Yeah, me neither.
I guess class isn't in session, Jeter. I'm sorry. You may have to Google that fucker. As much as we like to talk about horror themes and horror movies in terms of horror-themed music, that's not what we're into. We like our horror to come from the music itself and not to be, like, referring to horror. Google it. We're moving on.
Are we moving on to Mailbag 16?
Yes, we are.
Do not fear Trapo's mailbag is... still engorged.
Oh, God, it's so fucking...
Our next batch of comments come from the blog post Trapo's Mailbag 16, and our first comment is from returning champion, the Spanish Mole. I respect you, Traps, by sticking to your guns regarding legal tender. I don't agree, but I will abide your decision. I love you too, bro, but I remain the Spanish Mole, steadfast like the fucking rock of Gibraltar. A powerful enemy, but perhaps the enemy will lay down his arms and learn to forgive if the Traps give a listen to why White Lung's final album, Premonition, and share their thoughts in some capacity. Otherwise, Trap Town will burn! Or I'll just keep listening to the show. I like to play things pretty loose, and yes, that is what she said. Keep it tight.
Great. Thanks for the comment, Spanish Mole. I don't even know what White Lung is.
Apparently it's their last album.
I'm sorry to hear that, or I'm happy to hear that. I don't know. I don't know what to be. Share your thoughts in some capacity. That's a lot of leeway there, so...
Yeah, we'll have to listen to it first.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to listen to it first. The Spanish Mole. Keep it tight. Thanks for that, I guess. Our next comment is from a Bad Cramp, returning champion. A Bad Cramp says, could you Traps recommend some badass music? I don't know what else to call it. Really cool, muscular tunes that get the heart pumping and make you feel like you can punch God in his dumb face. That's what I'm looking for. If the music had a wallet, that wallet would say Bad Motherfucker on it. That kind of music. Thanks for that comment. You know, fuck it. Just because I want to, I'll recommend something that I think is pretty badass. I'll recommend Steppin' Doom by Mark Urselli's Steppin' Doom.
I was going to say Fate Weaver.
That makes you feel like you can like fight an army of orcs.
But that makes me feel badass. That may not work. I don't know about muscular tunes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not big on that kind of stuff generally. Steppin' Doom is pretty, it fits the bill, but what the fuck do I know? That's like a fucking apocalypse right there, but a good apocalypse. A heroic apocalypse, I guess. Sorry,
Bad Cramp. We don't have a whole lot of suggestions for you.
Our definition of badass may not be your definition. My definition of badass is like Kreese, because it makes me feel like I want to die. So I don't know what your definition of badass is. Apparently it's like, I want to punch God in his dumb face. So I want to do that all the time anyway. I don't need motivation to want to punch God in his dumb face. I just, that kind of comes from within. So you might want to look within, a Bad Cramp. It's the best advice anyone could ever give you. Look within. Find your inner child and strangle him. Oh God, just move on. Move on before I say more horrible things.
Okay. Our next comment is from another returning champion, Sammy, not my real name. And Sammy, definitely my real name, writes, 2022 marked the 30th anniversary of Madonna's seminal Erotica, a record that people weren't ready for, I guess. Madonna was always pushing the envelope with the sexuality before Erotica blowed all over the poor unsuspecting face of pop culture. But this was a completely different beast altogether. She was definitely playing the role of the provocateur during the period of her career. Of that, there is no doubt. Between Erotica and her sex book, released the same year, Madonna was making a whole bunch of repressed people squirm uncomfortably in their seats in 1992. But Madonna was at the height of her power, at the peak of her fame, and she went for broke with this in-your-face horniness. People saw more of Madonna, a whole lot more than they ever dreamed possible in 1992. And the Erotica music video was so taboo, it was banned from MTV. They eventually did air it, but only late at night. I caught it accidentally on one of those late nights during my sleepless youth. I think the music video was too much for me. I went to bed a 10-year-old boy, but I woke up a horny teenager with a deranged brain. Where did the time go? Honestly, Erotica is a very good album. It's not nearly as horny overall as the squares who never listened to the music think it is. Deeper and Deeper is a masterpiece. I think it might be one of her best albums. I think it's time for a reappraisal. People need to pull the sticks out of their butts and insert some anal beads and listen to Erotica, damn it. I bought a sealed copy of that sex book on eBay 5 years ago for $200. It was a lot of money for me, but I don't regret the purchase. It's not pornography, it's art. Sexy, filthy, try-hard art.
Our next comment is from returning champion CJ.
Oh, Sammy and CJ.
I'm sorry. You said stuff there, Sammy. Erotica is a great album. I don't give a shit. Great. CJ says, Noah Cyrus, Miley Cyrus's younger sister, has released her debut record. It's called The Hardest Part. It's a country-tinged confessional dealing with themes of addiction, recovery, and emotional growth. I've been listening to it a lot over the past few days, and it's really hitting hard for me for personal reasons. I know what it's like to feel like I'm drowning in addiction and to somehow come out intact on the other side. Looking back and wondering how I survived. It's also really great pop music from a burgeoning artist with a lot on her mind. Listen to it, Traps, and keep it weird. Thank you, CJ. We may listen to it. Oh, CJ replied to their own comment and said, just FYI, you can hold the camera anytime I'm riding the Paisley Jaguar Traps. The sock on the door doesn't mean stay out. It means come on in and bring some lube. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're the best, CJ. Thank you.
I didn't need the invitation, but I'm glad I got it. Great. What's next, Kai? Noah Cyrus made music, and I may listen to it, and I'll level it. Yeah, I probably won't. Let's move on.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read this one, but we probably won't post this one, so I may read the next two. Because the next one says, do you guys have any podcast recommendations? Anything you could point your listeners to that might actually be entertaining?
Oh, yeah, Trapo. It's a show that talks about stuff on purpose. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, you should listen to that.
Oh, and this really great podcast I heard recently called Podcast told me. You should listen to that. Look it up. It's there.
No, you shouldn't.
There's one about and Kylie Minogue. You're going to love it. It's a blast.
Oh,
cutting that out. What's next?
We have another anonymous comment. Indra Pacanoto just dropped her latest EP, Lions of God. 24 minutes of thumping psy techno that'll get your ass grooving. Listen to it. You may enjoy it. If you don't, then fuck you. Anonymous.
I love the aggression.
I'm with them.
Our next comment is from, I want to say new commenter, Captain Blake. Captain Blake says, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? It's so long.
You keep getting all the novellas.
Our next comment is from Captain Blake, who says, I used to date a free spirit who claims she would often use blood rituals. What the fuck? Okay, we asked for this. Who claims she often would use blood rituals to summon what she called unclean spirits into a...
Oh no, keep going.
Unclean spirits.
It gets better.
Unclean spirits into a protected circle, and she would ask them questions about the nature of reality before dismissing them back into the ether. She coerced me into sitting in on one of these rituals one night at midnight, naturally, and it was weird as fuck. I'm not a believer in anything, really, but something happened that night. She may have been acting, but she definitely seemed to be it's getting kind of interesting. She definitely seemed to be channeling something that night. It spoke in a voice that sounded like a prolonged death rattle. I didn't recognize whatever language it was apparently speaking, but I was holding a handheld tape recorder she used to record all of her sessions, and she used the tape later to translate whatever the spirit was saying. She refused to share the translation with me because I refused to actively participate in the ritual by shedding my own blood to help summon the spirit. That really upset her. She didn't think I was brave enough to join her on her journey of esoteric discovery, so she dumped me a few days later. It's a shame. I know she was supremely fucking weird and possibly mentally ill, but I really didn't like her. Sometimes I feel like I should have just pricked my finger with a pin and donated a few drops of blood to the cause, but other times I think to myself that if she really was summoning demons or whatever, then one of those evil spirits would have had a taste for my blood, and who knows what consequences would have come from that. I don't know what happened to her since I moved away a year later. Maybe she's a housewife, maybe she's climbing the corporate ladder, maybe she's living in the woods somewhere. I hope she's okay, and that no demons have consumed her soul. She used to claim there was music that could actually conjure spirits, and that some music could act as a portal to other worlds, that we could project our spirits into the multiverse with help from certain tones and melodies. I never really bought into that, but who knows? Is there any music? Why the fuck are you asking me this? Is there any music like that? Music that you've heard of that can alter perceptions and trigger visions of other planes of existence? If you have any recommendations, I'd like to hear them. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree, but I figure it wouldn't hurt to ask. I know there's a lot of different genres and artists, and there's experimental stuff, but do you know of any music that is expressly designed to communicate with otherworldly entities or angels or demons or other stuff? I don't know if I'm necessarily looking to talk to Beelzebub, but it would be nice to know if somebody out there made some music that is trying to talk to Beelzebub, if you know what I mean. I'm a little interested. Thanks for whatever advice you can provide. I like this show, by the way. Keep making it if you want. Well, thank you for telling us we can keep making the show if we want, Captain Blake. Appreciate that. And
we will until we feel like not wanting.
You want recommendations for music that could like conjure demons or talk to the dead or I don't, what the fuck? I don't know. I mean, I listen to a lot of weird music, but
I have not found that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of music that was designed to conjure spirits or communicate with the dead. I don't know if I've ever heard that. I know there's music people use, alpha waves or delta waves to try to induce a meditative state. That's not the same thing. So he wants like music that's trying to talk to monsters or something. I don't know. I'm sure somebody out there, I'm sure, has made that music. I don't know them. Maybe you should talk to Max Power. I think if somebody knows, it might be Max Power. It's not us.
Max Power, if you could answer that question, if you've heard some weird shit that could conjure angels or demons, let us know and we'll reply so Captain Blake can get this figured out. All right, we have one more.
There is one thing. It just occurred to me. You know who Rob Zabrecki is? He's kind of a legendary musician. In addition to being a musician, he's also a magician. And one of the things he's done, he's a member of the Magic Castle. I think he hosted like the annual Houdini Seance. He released an album called Seance. It's only on vinyl. There's no digital version. I'm sure somebody's pirated it. It's literally a seance. He doesn't believe in seances. He's not a spiritualist, but he also takes seances seriously. The album, it's not a parody. It is a guided seance. You can participate as a listener to try to communicate with the dead. That counts, I think. So Zabrecki, the album is called Seance. You can look it up. I think it's only available on vinyl right now. Like I said, there might be a vinyl rip on YouTube, but it's there and it guides you through a full seance. So if you want to communicate with the dead, but you don't know how, that might point you in the right direction. If you have a record player, I think it's worthwhile. It's an interesting artifact to have at the very least.
All right. We have one more comment on this thread from Returning Champion Anonymous. Anonymous writes, I like Trapo. Just wish there wasn't so much weird sex stuff at in this episode. Mother, I am sorry. It's all good. Deal with it. Love you.
You can blame CJ and the Paisley Jaguar for the sex stuff in the episode. That wasn't us. That was them. Don't blame us. You know, blame us because it's our show. You know what? Fuck it. There's going to be more crazy sex stuff happening soon. Because we got Max Power emails coming up. You haven't heard them yet. I'm sorry, or maybe it will expand your horizons. Our last clutch of comments on this delightful mailbag, this delightful sex-fueled mailbag regarding our Frank Hooker's head and lauder, our Frank head and lauder's Frank and Hooker episode, whatever, fuck it, Frank and Hooker. The first comment is from somebody, Kai, who read the comment.
The first comment is from returning champion Bimmy. Bimmy writes, this episode honestly was pretty informative. Clearly somebody is a real fan of this movie and it shows. I don't know what that says about you guys, but I'm sure it says something. Great job, and I learned a thing or two.
What do you mean you know what that says? It says that we're awesome because we like Frankenhooker. Frankenhooker! If you want to be awesome, you should like Frankenhooker too. It's in the canon, Bimmy. Did you know that? Did you listen to the episode?
Oh yeah. Read the next comment. You'll see.
I don't know. Okay, I'll read it. Our next comment is from returning champion Anonymous, who says, why bother with all this effort for a trash movie? And you put it in your canon, that means your canon is a joke and nobody should take it seriously. Good work on revealing yourselves to be completely irrelevant. Now, I don't think we ever tried to hide the fact that we were completely irrelevant. We never did, so.
No. Also, calling someone's opinion irrelevant thus makes your opinion irrelevant. So go fuck yourself, Anonymous. Returning friend Aquaslash had something to say, which I thought was funny. Aquaslash replied to Anonymous's comment. That's incredibly small-minded of you to say, Anonymous one, completely dismissing a movie just because it's not your cup of tea. Belittling people who actually do know how to have a good time is a really shitty way to live your life. Frankenhooker belongs in the canon because it's their canon. It's also a really entertaining film. Film! I said it. Go be an asshole on someone else's blog.
Okay.
Nice. Well said, Aquaslash. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Alright, good job, Aquaslash. I mean, I appreciate it.
We didn't even have to say anything.
Right. So, congratulations, Anonymous, for being a complete piece of shit. And we're moving on to our next comment from returning champion in this episode, Jeter, who says, Frankenhooker's good people. I am pleased to learn the story behind the movie is just as ridiculous and bizarre as I was hoping it would be. And the episode itself is pretty lively. Good rhythm, funny anecdotes, a cut above traps. You put on your Sunday best for Frankenhooker. Frankenhooker! And did you know that James Lorenz, the actor who plays Jeffrey, has a small but really memorable role in Street Trash? I did, because I love Street Trash. Based on his performance there, I'd say he's basically just playing himself in both of these movies. A funny dude. Any plans on doing Basket Case or Brain Damage, completing the trilogy? After hearing this episode, I'd love to hear your thoughts on those wonderful cinematic achievements. Keep it weird, keep it head and lauder.
That's funny. Well, thank you for your comment, Jeter. I don't know. We had kind of mentioned completing the trilogy at some point one day, but
if they're still both on Shudder, then it's possible. We'll have to do it one at a time.
Yeah.
Every 6 months, we'll do a head and lauder movie. So maybe by the end of 2023, we'll have the whole trilogy. Maybe.
Maybe that's next Halloween's episode.
Maybe. You might do a head and lauder doubleheader.
Double whammy. Release one on the Friday closest to Halloween and release the other one on Halloween.
We might. Yeah, we both expressed interest in completing the trilogy.
All right. And our next comment is from friend of the podcast, Pullman Projects. Pullman Projects writes, I was lucky enough to see a Frank Hinnenlotter triple feature at the drive-in 2 years ago. Basket Case, Brain Damage, and Frankenhooker presented on vintage bashed up 35mm prints on a hot summer night. Spending the evening under the stars surrounded by like-minded weirdos watching three of the best exploitation movies ever made with my wife and some cheap drive-in nachos and hot dogs. It was magic, my friends. What a night to remember. Good episode.
Well, yeah, that sounds great.
That's nice. Glad you got to see that. That'd be cool.
Thanks for rubbing it in that you have a better life than me. You get to see Frankenhooker, Basket Case, and Brain Damage on 35mm at a goddamn drive-in, and you had some nachos. Good job, man. Our next comment, thank you for the comment, Pullman Projects, and it's from good old friend of the podcast, Anonymous, who says, I don't know about any cult rituals, but I attended a pagan summer solstice festival once. It just felt like a Renaissance fair, only without the cool stuff like jousting tournaments and stuff. People just chanted to the four winds and roasted a whole pig, and there was a lot of crushed velvet being worn. I wasn't terribly impressed, and when the drum circle started, I left and got a burger. Not nearly as cool as it sounded, to be honest. Nothing against modern pagans, but I guess I'm just better off being a boring agnostic. All right. I got nothing to add there because I don't even know what a pagan summer solstice festival is.
We got a couple comments piggybacking off Anonymous's comment that have created a whole thing. The next is from, I believe, new commenter Puma Dork. Puma Dork writes, I went to Woodstock 99 and almost drowned in mud and had a bunch of weird sex and got high and tried desperately not to get trampled during that fucking riot, along with a girl I'd met during the festival. We struggled out of that nightmare together like we were living a real action movie. It wasn't fun, though. Not after everything fell apart, but we survived and we even stuck together. She was Wiccan and dragged me to one of those solstice fairs a few years later. Apparently, she'd never been either. We were both so bored we didn't stick around. She stopped calling herself Wiccan after that. Now she'll just tell people she's agnostic but spiritually inclined. I don't know if these solstice things all suck or maybe we just had the bad luck of knowing the wrong pagans, but I feel your pain. Woodstock 99 was such a bizarrely exhilarating experience in the end. So fucked up and weirdly spiritual at times, I thought maybe I could recreate that in some way. That was a fool's errand. I can't even go to concerts anymore. It's like I have PTSD. We'll just get baked and watch a fucked up movie. It's safer.
I'm pretty sure he has PTSD.
I believe it is. I mean, I personally think this comment is completely made up. But
probably.
They mentioned that, but then apparently they've been with this girl for 23 years.
People get together and they stay together sometimes. It's not unheard of.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like how that's the part where you're like, that sounds like bullshit. Well, they're still together.
I don't know.
Look, there's no specifics here. It's just someone saying they went to Woodstock 99 and that was it. It's like,
Maybe they just got really high and watched the documentary and thought they were there.
Yeah, they thought they were there. Yeah, that was it.
Not trying to diminish your experience, Puma Dork. That sounds weird, and hopefully you and your agnostic lady are okay.
I like the phrase, maybe we just have the bad luck of knowing the wrong pagans.
Yeah, that is some funny shit.
It's a good band name, The Wrong Pagans.
The Wrong Pagans.
You just crossed the wrong pagans.
Yeah.
Well, okay, thank you for the bullshit comment, Puma Dork, and we're going to move on to our next comment from returning champion, the Elf Sires, who says, I went along with some friends to a Neo Folk Festival back in 2016. It was being held at a drive-in theater in the middle of August, and it sucked. The high temperature hit 99 degrees with no wind and humidity for days. A surprisingly large number of people showed up, and it was just a sea of miserable bodies roasting in a flat gravel field for an entire day. Listening to a bunch of nerdy bands with lutes and keytars and flutes jamming endlessly on an old wooden platform that looked like it had been constructed during the Salem witch trials. By the time we finally gave up and left for an air-conditioned Denny's, I think 7 or 8 people had been carried off by paramedics and driven to the hospital. I watched a grown woman in a homemade sundress with some kind of Blues Clues pattern give up on waiting in line for the portable toilet, squat in the middle of the crowd, and just shit all over the gravel in her legs. It was a fucking nightmare. 3 hours standing in the sun, being slowly murdered by stifling heat, assaulted by some of the worst odors you can imagine, and listening to goofy assholes trying to play a hurdy-gurdy in an antique and an antique theremin piped through blown-out speakers. I know it awaits me when I drop dead and the devil calls me home. I had a sneak preview back in 2016. If you ever hear of any neo-folk festivals happening nearby wherever you live, don't go. Take it from your old pal, the Elf Sires. That shit ain't worth it. Of course I was trying to get laid. That's why I tagged along. I figured showing an interest in a lady's hobbies might be a little harmless fun. I was wrong. I was so wrong. I would have preferred to drown in mud at Woodstock 99. At least the music would have been better.
I'm glad you survived.
I feel like maybe this comment isn't bullshit. There's some vitriol there. The horrifying visual conjured by the phrase, I watched a grown woman in a homemade sundress with some kind of Blues Clues pattern give up on waiting in line for the portable toilets, squat in the middle of the crowd, and just shit all over the gravel in her legs. That's the kind of thing that definitely would stick with you. You would never forget that. Thank you for the comment, the Elf Sires. I'm sorry. We're both sorry.
Returning champion of the podcast, Paisley Jaguar, returning comment. I hope your experience at that miserable festival didn't turn you off neo-folk music completely. There are lots of good artists in the genre doing interesting things. Soul Invictus and Spiritual Front are two of my active favorites. I've learned the hard way myself not to suffer through awful music for the potential of sex. That juice is never worth the squeeze, especially if they're a big fan of that music you hate. Anytime you hang out, you may be trapped listening to some stuff that sounds like nails on a a goddamn chalkboard. It's like a game of Russian roulette. Every time you show up, you just pray that you land on an empty chamber. Christ, that's dark.
Just pray you land on an empty chamber. Good visual.
Thank you, Paisley Jaguar. I have not really listen to any neo-folk.
I don't know if I have any familiarity with neo-folk as a genre. I didn't even know it existed until I read our good friend the Elf Sire's comment. So apparently it's indeed a real genre.
You gotta read the last one in a funny voice.
All right, I guess we have one more comment left on this mailbag before we blow our fucking brains out. I'm sorry, guys. No, I can't do it.
Yeah, before we Paisley Jaguar put us in a dark place.
Yeah, before we dope our fucking brains out. How about that? That works. Our final comment of the evening is from returning champion Anonymous. I'm just gonna read it. I love Frankenheimer. It's the funny, sexy time for me when I got a good laugh out loud. Was his brain damaged the whole time he had a worm get the kid drunk on light? I seem to remember that one was good, and it made him cry at the end. Very funny, though, Trappo. Thumbs up. Good night, my friend.
Right.
I'm going to... Hang on. I want to understand this. I love Frankenheimer. It's the funny, sexy time for me when I get a good laugh out loud. Okay, what the fuck? Yeah. Now, I know there's a director, John Frankenheimer. He's dead. That can't be who you're... I mean, this is Frankenhook. It looks like it auto-corrected to Frankenheimer. I don't know how the fuck that could ever happen.
Yeah.
How the fuck could Frankenhooker auto-correct to Frankenheimer?
Mine autocorrects to Frankenhooker.
Mine is autocorrected to Frankenhooker for like 2 years. That's it.
What conversation did we have?
Was his brain damaged the whole time he had a worm get the kid drunk on light?
I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't remember worms and drunk light.
I think he's talking about brain damage. The movie was... Aylmer is like a worm creature.
Like a worm,
he talks, and at the end of the movie, the main character, like, he has a hole in his head and light is pouring out of it. I think he's talking about brain damage. I don't know. I seem to remember that one was good. And you know what? I'm done. Thank you so much for the comment, Anonymous. I hope you comment again.
Indeed.
I love Frankenheimer too. He directed Seconds. That's a masterpiece. Good night, Anonymous. Thank you for commenting.
And good night to all you Trappo listeners. Trappo's mailbag is empty. We finally got to the bottom.
We found the bottom, and the bottom is whatever the fuck this psychopath just said to us.
It's the good sexy time.
I don't know when the fuck we'll do another mailbag. I may pull the plug on mailbags altogether after this. This
may
is
take
it.
Another month.
Yeah, at least this was a conversation we had. But if you would like to join this pointless conversation, we would love to have you. All you have to do is point your browser at the official Trappo blog. That's trapposhow.blogspot.com. Leave a comment. We don't, apparently at this point, judging by the comments we've gotten in this episode, it doesn't fucking matter what we're talking about. You can just say whatever and we'll probably address it in some form. Probably not well, because I don't think we've handled any of these comments particularly well tonight. But you know what? They can't all be winners, Kai. So leave a comment or don't. Really, at this point, you know, don't leave a comment. How about that? We don't need to do mailbags anymore. I think we could be done. This could be it. We could just do Trappo now. And if Anonymous wants to keep telling us about the sexy times he had with a hole in his head and some light pouring out of a worm or whatever, that's fine. Go ahead. So there's an email, Kai. Is there an email? Do we talk about email anymore?
We have an email. And if you'd like to send us an email, it's trapposhow@gmail.com. Please do.
Until we delete the account soon. So please, no. Fuckers can't email us again. I don't know.
How are we going to get Max Power's updated orgy schedule?
Oh, yeah. Right. We could forward it to our personal emails. We could do that.
It's a lot of work.
You're right. It's a burner account at this point, basically, for us.
I guess that means it's time to get the fuck out of here.
It's time to get the fuck off. You know, we're done. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for commenting. Please never comment again. It's time for us to get the fuck off the internet, apparently, based on this. This is a nightmare. This is a fucking nightmare. Thank you.